Last year, you all heard the name Michael Mulchin. He won our newest scholarship, the Friends of Freshmen. So he did his freshman year. Last fall, at our convention time, he was participating in the James Lewis Family Mock Trial Program and had to be in New York competing, and that their team became number one in the United States 2018 national champions. One of the things that Michael said in his essay is, saying yes to required coursework is easy, but pursuing a passion for advocacy is difficult. He's very interested in pursuing both the law and business. And during lunch, I asked him if he ever gets to sleep because he told me he's doing all these things, a double major, and he's also writing a book. So I said, "Do you ever sleep?" And Michael, if you'll come up, I have something for you, and we'd like to hear a few words.
You could.
Here is the microphone.
Hello, everyone. I think this is the portion of the afternoon when I get to share a few words with you. I didn't make it last year. I was quite busy, as Vicky just mentioned, but I'm very happy to be with you all now. This is actually my first time in Indiana, so it's been interesting. It's been a ride to get here. So a little bit about me. I am a sophomore at Miami of Ohio University. I'm studying finance and business economics. As Vicky mentioned, I'm a member of Miami's mock trial program, and we do attend many invitationals throughout the fall. One thing in particular that I started last spring that I think will be of interest to all of you is that, as Vicky mentioned, I am writing a book, and I think it's worthwhile mentioning, after all, you ought to hear what your scholarship is subsidizing. I'm not just sitting around and partying. I'm doing quite exciting things. So about 6 months ago, I had this idea to take a sprint course on children's literature. And one thing led to another, and I approached Professor Dales with an idea to do writing for children. Now, this is odd because I'm a business major, and that is quite outside the scope of what an employer is looking for. But it struck me, because I lost my vision when I was around 9 years old, just like Daredevil. Famous Marvel superhero. A lot of parallels between me and him, if you're in a dark alley. But what struck me is, before I lost my vision, when you're a kid, you have a lot of goofy dreams. You have a lot of activities. But I became visually impaired and then to the point of legal blindness. And a lot of the goofy dreams and a lot of the activities, they kind of evaporate. They go away. I later found martial arts and scouting and things that would make me happy. But for a time there, I felt a sort of emptiness. There's no reason anyone, blind or visually impaired or otherwise, should ever feel empty or deprived of their dreams just because they don't see a sign or read text the same way. So I wanted to communicate, you know, hardships the blind community faces. I wanted to communicate to blind and sighted people that there is something out there for us, you know. So this is where I'm at. And I've been working with Professor Dales, and she's going to Houston in 2 weeks. And it's amazing what connections at a university will do for you. She said, "Michael, I need you to send me 3 pieces. I'm meeting with someone who owes me a favor." Well, who is this someone? This is the world's leading author in children's literature poetry, and she has agreed to look at some of your pieces. So whenever the ACBO or any organization gives scholarships to subsidize the learning of the blind and visually impaired, I just want to remind the room that it does make a difference. And I would like to thank you all very much.
There are two checks in there. One is to help with some travel costs, plus your parents' lunches.
Thank you.
All right, the other person that I would like to introduce, I'm pretty sure some of you in the room already know. Peace down. These dogs have to get acquainted with one another, and then they're sorry when the other guy leaves. Anyway, Alex Densmore has attended some ACB functions in the past, I know. He has been teaching for several years. Back in 2015, he won the Tutor of the Year Award. He's won several other awards, and decided that he should go back to school because of some expanding interests and get a degree in computer science so that he can better work with people who have disabilities or problems with the screens and whatever. So I think Rachel said she's making him her personal guru and whatever. Alex has been teaching Latin, and I'm sure that I said that, and some people are going in their minds, what? Who does that anymore? Well, among other things, I taught Latin for 40 years, so there are people who do that. So, Alex, if you want to come up and say something more enlightening than what I've just said, be my guest. And, by the way, I forgot to mention, Alex is getting the Nola Webb McKinney Scholarship.
All right. Thank you, Vicki, for the introduction. And I just want to say thank you to ACB Ohio for their generosity in giving me this scholarship. As Vicki mentioned, I have decided to go back to school. I am attending Oregon State University, getting a degree in computer science. And as I've been teaching online for the past few years, I have really gotten to have more and more of a passion for technology. And I took a little bit of computer science my senior year of college, the very last semester, and I was like, wow, this is really interesting, but I'm also about to graduate with my Latin degree. I'm already going on to get my master's in education, and that's really about all I thought about computer science at that point. But then as I've been working teaching online, I've developed more and more of a passion for computers. And the company I work for, Michigan Virtual, they try to make their courses as accessible as possible. They've made that a focus in their organization. But ultimately, there's still limitations when you're working with things such as Flash. Flash and screen readers, of course, don't always work as well as they should. And so I've developed a passion both for technology and, you know, potentially working in educational technology, but even more specifically for working potentially in the field of accessibility and accessible technology. I know there's still a lot that can be done to make technology so much more accessible. I know how helpful technology has been for me, and you know, I can remember back when I was in elementary school, middle school, and high school, just getting crazy eye strain from reading print on paper. And sometimes, you know, at the computer, I'd get really bad eye strain. And then for myself, I developed different strategies. I realized, okay, if I use reverse contrast, you know, I'm a Zoom user. If I zoom into, you know, this percentage, it really helps me. But of course, it's a different solution for each individual person what works best for them. And so making technology so it's universally accessible, not just accessible for this screen reader, but none of the other ones, or, you know, it works with Magnifier, but doesn't really work well with the screen readers. I just like to, you know, no matter what type of company I'm working for, no matter what type of software I'm working on, just have that be a priority, universal accessibility in the development process. So once again, thank you all. I also want to thank my wife, Rachel, for supporting me in applying for this scholarship and encouraging me to do so. And I also want to thank God for everything he's done for me in helping me find this program that's been a really good fit so far at Oregon State and helping me balance teaching and being back in school at the same time. Thank you. Thank you.
And you've got two checks in there, one something to help with the travel expenses to another state.
All right, thank you.
And now I will turn this back over to Ms. Jill.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it.
Without dropping the mic, I hope.
Yeah, awesome. All right, next I would like to ask Annie Davis to come back, or to come up, so that she can present our next scholarship winner. We have two more.
Hey, Teresa, can you give this back to Vicki? She may want to, let me see if this is hers last. Oh, there, if you want to give that to Vicki.
Okay. Annie. I'm going to give you the mic to hold.
Okay. There you go.
Good afternoon. It is my privilege today to introduce the winner of the 2018 Joanne Fisher Scholarship, someone that you are, most of you, I'm sure, are familiar with. She's been very active with the ACB, I don't know how long, maybe 10 years at least. She is currently studying at Western Michigan University and has joined the ranks of the customer service field for now, but is, I'm confident, going to move on to do wonderful things. She's currently studying at Western Michigan University and pursuing a degree in vision book rehab therapy. So Jenna McCartney, please come to the stage and tell me tell us a little more about yourself. Jenna, if you would like to say a few words. Jenna, is Jenna in the house? We have something for you. Oh, do I hand you the microphone?
She's coming. Jenna?
I'm right here.
Okay.
You are being sunny.
A few more steps.
There's your present.
There you go.
Hey, congratulations.
She'll give you, there's your check.
There you are.
Give her the microphone.
Okay, got it. Hello, everyone. I just wanted to thank ACB for this scholarship. It's definitely going to be helpful. I'm getting my degree in vision rehabilitation therapy, and everyone's always like, what is that? So basically, I'll be able to teach people that are going blind things such as daily living skills, cooking, technology, which honestly, the technology portion is what I'm most interested in. Just help them to realize that, you know, you're going blind, but it's okay. Like, it doesn't mean you can't do what you were doing before or, like, find new dreams or whatever. I'm really excited to be able to put this scholarship to good use and actually continuing my degree. So, thank you.
Annie, here, if you want to, you can sit right up here. There's a seat. Right, you can sit
Okay. Could we have Ann Pimley, another one of the scholarship committee members, come up and present our last scholarship?
Hello, everyone. As Jill said, my name is Ann Pimley, and I would like to introduce Elizabeth McCrory. We call her Liz. She is going to receive the Max Edelman Scholarship Award. Liz attends Cuyahoga Community College. Her major is business, and she's specializing in human resources. Liz has been active in our Cleveland chapter. She attended the Cleveland Sight Center White Cane event with us and helped us man our table and helped us enjoy the day with her singing and dancing. She didn't know I was going to say that.
No, I did not.
So I'm really very proud that she's going into human resources, because this is an area that we can be non-judgmental. And when all those applications come into her, and there's someone who has a disability, she is not going to throw it away like some people do, and she is going to judge it by its merits. And so I think that's a great field to go into. She helped me get up here, so now I'm just going to stay and hand her the microphone.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Anne. And no, I did not know you were going to say half of that. So thank you. I'm sure I'm as red as my shirt.
Thank you.
Again, my name is Liz, and I am studying business management. I'm studying business management with a concentration in human resource management. I am a sophomore. I will graduate next year in May. And I did this because, one, I enjoy being with people, working with people, whether they're disabled or not. But as Anne said, a lot of us get overlooked because they think that we can't function normally. And what is normal? As far as I'm concerned, I'm about as normal as can be. I just walk a little slower and do things slower, and we all need that extra help. Most of us don't get it. Since I've been in school, I have been on the dean's list for the last 2 years, every semester with a 4.0. Thank you. I've also been inducted into what's called PTK, or Phi Theta Kappa. It is an honor society. So anybody who knows PTK, shout out. Yeah. I forgot my pin today on that, but not that anybody would see it anyway, but that's okay. Yeah, Nero, the pool. That's all I got to say, the pool. So since Nero piped up, shout out to the Cleveland chapter. This is my new family, and they have been amazing. Of course, Jill Noble has no idea, I'm about to mention her, but she has been my... pretty much my everything. Anytime I have a question, I go to her. She's been an inspiration, and I love her. And I thank her for getting me into this. I didn't even know ACB existed, and the help that I received and the honor of this scholarship, the Max Edelman Scholarship, means so much to me, and I appreciate it very much. My family, my children, I have two daughters. They couldn't be here today, my mother either, but they have been my biggest supporters throughout the last 3 years. And a shout out to my boyfriend, Dan, who has been an inspiration in everything and been by my side through all of this. He's just getting into this and learning about sighted issues, and he's done very well. So, and I thank Anne. Anne has been amazing. Well, now she's my right-hand man here. But thank you to all the ACB members in the Cleveland chapter. You guys are awesome. I love you. And thank you again for the scholarship.
This is Anne again, and I'm going to say something that's not part of the schedule. Is if you have already voted, clap. Okay, if you didn't clap, then what are you going to do on Tuesday?
Vote.
I want to hear that again.
Vote.
Vote!
Are you sure you're going to watch it?
Okay, thank you. I had just had to get that out.
There you go.
Thank you, Ian.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank
you.
Okay.
Yes. You're girls? Yes, ma'am. Yes, I am.
Yeah. We have a couple more things on the program. Thank you, everybody, and thanks to my committee. Vicki, first, because she really helped me out a lot. She is... been previous chair of the scholarship committee for a few years, and my other committee members, Ann Pimley, Karen Spry, who's not in here right now because she's not feeling well, Annie Davis. So thank you, all of you, for helping me out with the scholarship. I don't think I forgot anyone. Oh, Jenna. Oh, I didn't mention Jenna. As a matter of fact, we had a phone call before... a conference call before we came to the convention, and I called Jen. I said, "You don't really need to be there because you're getting a scholarship. So, you know, you don't need to be there. We're going to talk about you anyway." So,
it's awkward to get on the call.
Yeah, and say, "Don't come," right?
No,
don't.
Because I was there for the other scholarship recipients, and then you're like, "Okay, Jenna, hang up."
Oh, yes. Well, Jenna received our graduate scholarship, and she, you know, obviously got that graduate scholarship. But this last conference call, I called her and said, you know, I just want to let you know there's a call, but you don't have to be there. Anyway, I just want to mention our endowments that we have going on at The Ohio State University, Wright State University, and the University of Toledo. And actually, I have a quick letter I want to read from Ying Ting Chu, who has received our scholarship a couple of times from The Ohio State University, the person who runs that scholarship program. And we have another gentleman, Robert from Wright State, who got it this year, and he was going to try to send us something, but he's been really busy. And then we have David Hadley that received it this year from the University of Toledo. But Ying Ting wanted us to just read a letter from her because she came to Kalahari last year, and she received a scholarship from the Ohio State University, and not at our convention. She had gotten it prior to that, but she still wanted to come and meet everybody. And I'm just going to read this letter, brief. It won't take long. It says, "Dear American Council of the Blind of Ohio, my name is Ying Ting Chu. I am currently a third-year doctoral student at The Ohio State University under the supervision of Dr. Tiffany Wild. Thank you for recognizing my work in the field of visual impairment and providing me with the scholarship, again, to support my study in science education for students with visual impairments. It was my pleasure to meet many of you last year when the convention was held in Sandusky. I am very passionate about students with visual impairments, science, learning. My research focuses on students with visual impairments, science identity, and
conceptual understanding as well as the effectiveness of adaptive science learning materials for them. I am anticipated to receive my PhD next year with, I'm trying to read this with one hand, PhD next year with, and will continue my work in improving science education for students with visual impairment, both in the United States and in my home country, Taiwan. I am sorry that I am not able to attend this year's convention due to my candidacy exam this semester. I hope I will see you all again next year in the at the convention and be part of this friendly and wonderful community. Again, thank you so much for this significant recognition and financial support. I will do my best to ensure that students with visual impairments will always be included in science in the future. With great appreciation, Ying Ting Chu. I just thought that was so cool that she sent us a note and talked about how she enjoyed the conference and at Kalahari in Sandusky and would like to come back and be with us again. And now I want to, because we had a little bit of audio stuff going on this morning and had to start our meeting a little bit late, our business meeting, we have a couple of people that have been working with Vicki. She has hosted them, and there are two gals, and I want to have Vicki and both of them come up, Vicki to tell you a little bit about them, and have them take a couple minutes each to introduce themselves and talk. Because we were going to give them a chance. All they had a chance to do earlier was say hello, basically. And I want to give them a couple minutes and have Vicki tell you a little bit about them and what she has done. All right, here you go. Yes.
Hi, Jill.
Hi.
Okay, I didn't know she was calling me up again. She's just passing the buck, you know. Well, I became involved in this program last year when Elizabeth Sammons and OOD hosted two folks from Eastern Europe. Some of you met them at last year's convention. And this year I was asked if ACB Ohio would be willing to host a couple of people, give them some experiences in the community, give them some volunteer experiences, introduce them to just some of the kinds of things that we do here in the U.S. This is a professional fellowship sponsored by the State Department and the Great Lakes Consortium. So these ladies have been here for 4 weeks now and will be with us until this coming Wednesday. Then they go on to D.C. They're going to spend some time with Congress. They're going to spend some time doing some seminars and whatever. Then they're going to go back home and take at least some of what they've learned here. And I know both of them have just been just overflowing with ideas that they want to take back and put to use in their own countries. So where are you?
Here.
Well, move it.
Come on up.
Get up here. So I would like to... I'd like to introduce, I'll start with Larissa Nekita, who says things like Umareshte a lot, and Kulkat, which is my favorite. I've learned maybe a dozen things, words and phrases in Romanian, and most of them are guide dog commands. So I will let her tell you a little bit about herself, and then she can introduce our other guest, if...
And that isn't Tina. Tina doesn't get to speak on the mic. Whoops.
Uh-huh. Hello, everyone. I'm a bit nervous, you know. But as Vicky says it, when you turn the mic on, I'm in heaven. So I'm Larissa. I come from Romania. So this year I brought along with me for Halloween Dracula. And I'm really happy to be here and to meet so many wonderful people. I'd like to publicly thank Vicky Prehn for, I hope I didn't cause too much trouble, you know, for opening a world of opportunities for us. Thank you, ACB Ohio. You taught us a lot of things. We are preparing to become community organizers. In Romania, I'm the vice president of a local chapter, which belongs to the National Association of the Blind. I'm trying to teach in my free time. I do it as a volunteer, and I'm trying to teach in my free time foreign languages and assistive technology. And in my daily life, I do my PhD in foreign languages in conference interpreting. And I love that. But I'd like to bring some changes, maybe some small changes, meaningful for the future. Because what I saw here, what you taught me these 2 days, you are a community that is a model for our NGOs, non-profits, sorry, in the Eastern Europe. You taught me that there is a better world. There is a world in which you can choose to what school to go, not only attend the schools for the blind. So there is a world in which you can have a job if you wanted, because you are not turned away by the company simply because you're disabled. And there is a world in which you can walk freely with the guide dog and people are kindly smiling at you saying, oh, what a nice puppy, not, don't you see that it's written it's forbidden to come with the pets? You know, such world exists and you live in it right now. And we hope that slowly, step by step, we are going to do it in Eastern Europe as well. So my advice for you would be to be pleased with what you have. And if you want more, advocate, because you have tools, you have the support that we don't have in Eastern Europe. But with your help, we'd like to have it. So I'd like to build with you a network of friendship and a great connection. And why not future partnerships. And by the way, I'm looking forward to partying with you tonight, guys. And, well, because my time is up, I'll pass on to my colleague, which is very, very special for me. We didn't know each other before we came here, and now we are very good friends. And by the way, she is Lori.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. I'm Jorelia from Albania. I'm more than happy to be here. I have learned a lot of new things, meet new people. Oh, so many things. In Albania, I work as a psychologist, and during my free time, I run a volunteer program, Social Artistry, and with visually impaired children. The main activities are art therapy, handmade paintings, and art crafts. So, thank you.
It has really been a lot of fun working with these two. They've certainly kept me hopping. And not to just for transparency or whatever you want to call it, assuming everything works out and whatever, I will be able to travel to visit their countries and their organizations next spring. And not on ACBO's dime. It's the State Department, so, you know. and be able to meet some of their folks and take ACB Ohio to Eastern Europe. Why not? All yours, Ms. Jill.
Thank you. I don't know. Thank you, Vicki. Thank you. You know, I don't know how Vicki's done it last several weeks, because she's been working with the two ladies, and she also has been really busy with convention and doing lots of stuff with that as well, and stuff in the office. So thank you, Vicki. I have a couple of announcements. One is, please check your key cards, because if one person's key card has not been working, you have to get all of the keys for that room fixed. It's kind of crazy. Right at noon, mine wasn't working anymore, so had to get the key cards for that room updated again. And the other thing is, we have two raffles going on. I don't know when ACB Indiana is drawing theirs, but they have a raffle going on, and you can buy tickets from them. And ACB Ohio also has a 50-50 raffle going on. Theirs is a little bit different. They have three prize levels. We have one. You get half of what we collect. split it with ACB Ohio. And my sister Teresa is selling the tickets. And Don Kors is selling the tickets for ACB of Indiana. So the key cards and those things, she's in the room still. Okay, T. Thanks. And I think that's about it. The 50-50 for ACB Ohio will be drawn at the end of the banquet tonight. So thanks, everybody, for attending the scholarship program, and thanks to the people who helped on the committee and our scholarship winners. One more quick thing I want to mention before I go is I really want to say a big thank you to the Ohio folks who helped us get to Indiana. Quickly, John Wilson, who has been a wonderful volunteer, and Dee Pimley, who drove another van along with other friends, Lisa Paget, and then all the other people who assisted with helping other people from Ohio get here. But really appreciate the folks driving the vans. That was awesome. Because I don't know how we would have done it. Maybe taken up like a fourth or a half of one Greyhound bus, but that might have been hard to do. So. For a picture? What do you mean? Oh, yes. Oh, I forgot to tell people to stay. Yes. So the scholarship committee and the new students, we would like to spend a little bit of time just talking about ACB and like a roundtable type discussion. So I was going to let you all go to those exhibits, but not yet.
Let me have it when you're finished. Okay. This is Don.
Oh, Don. Okay. Yeah, Don. Here. Oh, I don't know if Don...
Well, we're going to do all the door prizes at the banquet, because many of the people left the room already, and I think, you know, in all fairness to everyone, we'll do them at, and we have a lot of them. The Indiana raffle will be drawn at the auction tonight. The other thing, I've had the privilege of being on the National Scholarship Committee for many years. And the scholarship application for 2018 and 19 is now on the system. So I believe last year ACB gave away $55,000 in scholarships out of their money. And there are a few private donors. For example, there's a foundation in northwestern Indiana that gave three scholarships last year for $7,000 apiece. And I would encourage you to encourage anyone who's going to college to go onto the website, fill out the scholarship, and get it into the national office in accordance with the guidelines. So don't overlook those dollars. They're there and they're great.
Okay, thanks, everybody.